Good news, got another donut day for locally acquired cases in Melbourne and Victoria. So good news for us.
Very well
one
done.
In hotel quarantine, which I assume is Paula Badoza, who's a tennis player, the first tennis player to test positive to COVID-19 in hotel quarantine. We're going to have a chat about the training regime. So this is a fascinating after effect of what's going to happen actually on the court once these tennis players are let out. Dr. Peter Bruckner joins us on the line, as he has done a couple of times over summer. Peter, good morning, and thanks for your time on RSN 927.
Morning, gents.
We just wanted to ask you, just from a medical perspective, these tennis players, essentially they're living in, you know, shoeboxes compared to what they'd normally train in terms of their environment. What can they actually do in hotel quarantine to try and maintain their fitness through this period?
Well, there's a lot of things that they can do, depending on availability of equipment and so on. I think we've seen that a lot of them have either an exercise bike or a treadmill in their hotel room. They're a good business to be in at the moment, I think, renting out equipment like that. But so that's that they can, you know, organise their exercise regimes using those pieces of equipment. Then obviously you can do plenty of body weight exercises. You know, you don't necessarily have to have lots of gym equipment. You can work on body weight exercises. And then of course there's the actual hitting that, you know, we've seen photos of players hitting into mattresses and hitting against the wall and so on. And that just sort of helps to keep their touch and get the feel of the racket and the racket on the ball and so on. But having said all that, obviously, you know, their preparation is significantly compromised.
So I feel like from a footy or cricket perspective, which we probably know better here in Melbourne and Australia, if someone was locked up in a hotel room for 2 weeks, they're not playing the following Saturday. From a tennis perspective, do you think they'll be right to go basically from that very first Monday that the lead-up tournament and warm-up begins before the Australian Open?
Well, I think they're certainly at risk of particularly of injury. You know, you rely on certain muscles and sprinting and explosive sort of movements in tennis and side to side movements, and it's difficult to replicate a lot of that in a hotel room. You can to a certain extent, but you know it's impossible to completely replicate it. So those particular movements, those particular muscles using that movement won't have been stressed over that 2 week period. So I think they probably will need a few days to get back into full competition. I think it'll be very risky to just leave the hotel after 2 weeks and go straight out and do a full agility, full tennis sort of session. So I'd like to think, you know, if I were looking after a player, that I'd get them to, over a period of 4 or 5 days maybe, build up to full full activity over that time. But obviously, they don't have a lot of time at the moment because there's not a lot of preparation. So I think the players who've been in full quarantine for the 2 weeks are going to struggle to play in that in those lead-up tournaments. I think that's pretty risky. I think they'll be better off just gradually building up over that week, if you like, so they're ready to play in the Open itself.
And Pete, probably their biggest battle is mentally. Like, some can either embrace and deal with it, where others will probably lose it and maybe lose their whole preparation because of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a big challenge for these athletes. We found that in the AFL Hub last year, didn't we? That some players and some teams seemed to cope very well. Others, and coaches, in fact, others struggled with it and had to be sort of brought into the line. So, you know, I think generally speaking, elite sports people are pretty mentally tough and mentally resilient. But it's certainly a test of their resilience. I mean, these tennis players, you know, are used to having a pretty pampered sort of lifestyle with lots of people around them and so on. And some people cope better than others. And I think, you know, as we saw in the AFL, the players that cope the best with these circumstances will be the ones that go on and do well in the tournament. But yeah, it's a real test, I think, of their mental resilience this period of time. Obviously, you know, there's lots of opportunities with WhatsApp groups and video conversations and so on. So it's not as if they're sort of sitting there not talking to anyone for 2 weeks. But nevertheless, I think, you know, we're all social animals, and it's very challenging for any of us, and particularly elite athletes. So I think you'll find that the The most resilient, you know, mentally toughest people will be the ones who'll do best in the tournament.
And the obvious advantage to the likes of Nick Kyrgios and Ash Barty, I mean, it's logical, it makes sense if they line up in round one against someone who's been in proper lockdown, they've been hitting balls for months. But I think you think, you know, that swings and roundabouts in that sort of thoughts?
Yeah. I mean, you know, certainly I think that's clear that there's an advantage to the local Ubos players and the ones who are not in full quarantine. But you've got to remember, you know, that people like Barty and Kyrgios, you know, haven't played in a tournament for 12 months, whereas a lot of these players have been playing, if not regularly, they're certainly playing in a number of tournaments. So, you know, that's a disadvantage for them. So, you know, it probably evens itself out in the long run.
Peter, thanks for your time, as always, on RSN 927. Always great to get your expertise, and hopefully catch up soon.
Pleasure, guys.